Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. You know, the holiday season brings a wide variety of guests into your home. Some welcome, like friends and family, and others are unwelcome, like identity thieves and cyber criminals. And I had that happen to me. Somebody brought somebody else to my house. They stole my credit card. And so, I mean, it's not cyber, but identity theft, yes. And Kirsten Hoyt, Academic Dean for the College of Information Systems and Technology at the University of Phoenix, joins us today to give us some tips on how to protect ourselves, especially during this holiday shopping season. Very important. How are you today, Kirsten?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
Well, the holiday season is here, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's we're what, only a week away from Thanksgiving?
Shoot, they've been doing it since before Halloween.
True. Yeah. True.
So, you know, what do we need to do? I know, like, my mom, she shops online. She loves online shopping. I'm kind of getting that way. But, you know, you feel really a little creepy by what's going on online about putting your stuff out there.
You do. And you know, and when you look at the data that's out there, you know, cyber criminal or cyber activity is up 23% since 2014. We're spending about $15 million just in cybersecurity this year. And we're looking at the study that the University of Phoenix did shows, you know, 4 out of 10 people have been affected by some sort of cybersecurity or security breach, mm-hmm. whether it's your credit card being stolen physically or online.
Yes, yes. So tell us what we need to be looking for and actually what we need to do to prevent it, especially while we're putting our credit card information, our personal information online.
Okay, so when you're going online, so there are a couple of ways that you're going to get taken, right, in this realm. It's what is emails. So a lot of times the companies that we sign up for, they send you an email and they say, you know, come shop on our website. Well, that's great, except that some of those are phishing emails in that there are companies that look really close to the company that you work with, but they're not exactly the same. And so when you go click on it, you go to a website that may not have the same address in the toolbar. Or they may send you an attachment that, you know, could open something on your computer that would be dangerous. So those are things you want to make sure you're not doing that. But then you also want to make sure when you are on a valid site that you look at the browser. The browser should have HTTPS in it, so right. It shows that it's a secure site. And there should be a padlock up there that shows it in its locked state to make sure that you're on a secure network or site as well.
You know, a professor, a doctor friend of mine, somebody sent her email very close to whatever the shopping thing that she usually looks at. It had an S in it. They just changed one letter.
Mm-hmm.
And she clicked on it, and, man, it began to eat all of her data. She can't find her files. I mean, it was catastrophic for her because she's a professional, and all of her documents were on that computer.
Right.
And she really basically had to just kind of blow it up and start over.
Right, and you either clicked on a hyperlink that launched something inside of your computer, or you opened an attachment that had a virus or a spam item on it. So you really do have to be careful, and a lot of times you can see those if you hover over the link. You can see that they look a little suspicious, and when you feel like something looks suspicious, pay attention to how you're feeling when that happens.
Mm-hmm. So talk about firewalls and secure browsers. We hear about that. But, you know, us novices, we have no clue what that means.
Right. So firewall, there are a lot of companies out there that will provide a firewall for your computer, and a lot of the operating systems come with a firewall. But then it's a matter of making sure that subscription service that you have stays current and that you keep your definitions of those viruses and malwares up to date on your computer. So, you know, a lot of people have this subscription, but they don't ever let it update. Mm-hmm. So then they're not current on what the current viruses and malwares are to be able to protect your computer. And then going back to the browser, when you're shopping online with a browser, use one of the major browsers, but then watch for that HTTPS and the padlock mm-hmm. in that secure site when you're doing anything online.
When do we know when to give out personal information? I guess, if we consider it a safe site, but sometimes, you know, we go to new sites and we look at it. I'll look at the whole thing and go, this doesn't look right. The prices don't look right, you know. And,
right.
And so I'll move on. But when do we know when it's not a good idea? What are we looking for?
So I liken it to, you know, if a stranger walked up to you on the street, right, would you give them your credit card and your Social Security number? Mm-hmm. Probably not. Mm-hmm. So when you look at a website, you know, is it a website from a company that you know and trust? And are you the one soliciting the information or putting the information in? So you are going shopping online, you're applying for a credit card, whatever, but you're initiating the action versus somebody coming up to you via an email or a phone call and saying, hey, give me your Social Security number and give me your credit card.
Right. Okay. So, man, hacks, data breaches, all this stuff is really happening. It's big today. You know, how prevalent what are you guys doing about it? I mean, I know it seems like you're ahead and then they do two steps and you do two steps back and then they're ahead and you're ahead. And, you know, it's like it's a race.
It is. It's you know, we get better, they get better, we get better, they get better. We're seeing, University of Phoenix did this survey and we're seeing that people are changing their behavior. So that's a great first step. But while they're changing their behavior, they're not necessarily making the final step to getting the identity theft protection. So we know about cybercrime. We know that it's out there. We're changing how we behave. We haven't stepped up to that. But I think the other thing to be aware of is that there's now going, because of cybersecurity becoming such a huge issue, they're projecting that 5 years from now there's going to be a serious shortage, $1.5 million jobs open in cybersecurity that we will be short people to fill.
Amazing. If you could get some of those talented hackers, it would be great.
Yeah.
My goodness. That's amazing. That many jobs. That's amazing.
There are. And you know, that's where education comes into play, where we need to make sure that we're partnering with industry to get the right people trained up so that we have the workforce to fill that out.
Yes. So, tips for holiday shopping online as well as, you know, at the box stores. What should we be doing with guarding our credit cards?
Well, again, be very careful about what site you go to with your credit cards. And the same thing with shopping at a box store or any store. A lot of credit cards have switched over to chip technology versus swiping and the magnetic card strips. So if your credit card has that, make sure you use that versus the card.
Okay. So what's the difference? I mean, what makes it more? Well, Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Give folks the place where they can go for more information.
They can go to consumer.ftc.gov, or if you want to learn how to get into cybersecurity, go to phoenix.edu/technology.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And Black Friday is on the way. And, I mean, a lot of stores have already started shopping. But, you know, where do you put your money during that time? Do you put it in our community or somewhere else? And joining me this morning, Gabriel Smith, he is the CEO, president of We Nation Build. And he's here to talk about a Black Business Expo. How you doing, Gabriel?
I'm feeling perfect today, Ms. Black. How are you feeling?
Wonderful. Tell us about We Nation Build.
We Nation Build is actually a business that helps, promotes, and actually have events for the community that's free.
Mm-hmm.
All of our events are 100% free, ma'am, for the people.
All right. I like that. So talk about the Black Business Expo that's happening on November 28th, the day after Black Friday.
It is my pleasure to talk about it, ma'am. And like I said, we thrive on having free events for the community. And this expo, this is a Black Business Expo. There's going to be over 40 Black businesses at this event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to offer all different types of products, from clothes to accessories to shoes to toys for children, to vehicles, to natural care products. There's going to be a lot going on at this event. Benjamin E. May's Drumline will also be at the event performing.
Mm-hmm.
Soul for Real is going to be performing. Ivan Kelly is going to be performing. There's going to be fashion shows as well, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot in tow with this event. I really don't know where to end because, you know, like I may just run out of breath altogether.
You're actually, you know, holding a peace and healing rally.
Yes.
That's very important for our community, especially peace and especially healing, both because so many things happen. And we do need peace and we also need healing.
Yes, that's very important to me. And the Peace and Healing Rally is there to help promote love, unity, and to also help end systemic black-on-black violence within our own community because it's up to us to fix and heal us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yes, ma'am.
You're also going to hold a food and coat drive at that time, so you're going to be able to give those things back out to the community during the holiday time, right?
Exactly, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Because our food and coat drive, it's not just like a regular basic food and coat drive. If attendees that actually, you know, come by the event and they actually need food and clothing, mm-hmm. that's the location where they can also pick it up as well, ma'am.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yes, excellent. Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. Where is it going to be held?
It's going to be held at 5495 Old National Highway. A lot of people are familiar with Old National Highway, so they try to think about places around it. So I always tell people if they're familiar with where Cool Smiles and Crow's Nest mm-hmm. and the 112 Megaplex is, it's right there in that plaza. It's the last building to the left.
Excellent.
Once you pull into the parking lot.
Excellent, excellent. You want to keep the black dollars circulating in the community,
yes.
right?
It's very important because if you look at the prison population, you will mainly see black people there. The reason why you may not see, you know, Asian Americans there because they control their dollar. They're able mm-hmm. to employ their people so they don't have to live a life in crime. And with the Black Business Expo, we can be able to create more jobs and more wealth mm-hmm. as well. So this is very important for us.
That's awesome. I know that also there's going to be food demos and speakers as well as the fashion show and the artist.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited about everyone who I invited, like Sweet Lou. He's a jazz musician, mm-hmm. Soul for real. They're making a comeback, so and they decided that the Black Business Expo would be the perfect venue for them. An Instagram personality who's very famous by the name of 17 Soldier, he will be speaking on a lot of things in regards to history
okay.
as well. So, and also finance. So,
all right. All right.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
5495 Old National Highway is where you go. It kicks off at 11 o'clock in the morning, right?
Correct. 11 o'clock. And I really, I'm encouraging everyone who's listening right now to show up as early as possible mm-hmm. because just on Eventbrite alone, we've given out over 500 tickets.
All right.
So, you know, please get there early so you can enjoy all the free festivities mm-hmm. there. So mm-hmm. I appreciate all y'all's support out there.
All right, all right. And it ends around 6 or 7 in the afternoon. But
correct.
Get there early, y'all. I know we don't like to get up on Saturdays, but it's a shopping day. So get there. Gabriel, are you looking forward to other events before the end of the year? Is this going to be your big event for the year?
This is our big event of the year. We're actually planning our events for next year as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great.
So, yes.
Great. Is there a website they need to go to, or do they call a number?
They can call me directly or text us directly at 404-205-4865.
404-205-4865 is where you can reach Gabriel Smith. And We Nation Build, the day after Black Friday, is the Black Business Expo. And it's going to be held at 5495 Old National Highway in the Crow's Nest parking lot there. And 11 a.m. kicks off at 11 a.m., so we hope to see you there. Gabriel, thank you so much for what you're doing in the community and for hosting this event.
The pleasure is all mine. I appreciate y'all as well for even having me.